Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The globalist buying 1,400,000,000 rounds plus of ammo in the last 11 months, 1 billion plus of it this year alone, the last 7-8 months, is a sign of their abject panic and fear. It's a sign of the tyrants wanting to mass their weapons against us. But more and more, the way this ammo is being bought, all the different calibers, and the way it's connected to the State Department and other groups and other agencies, and the way it's being sent to all these places on the East Coast, I think they're fencing this stuff out to the Al-Qaeda rebels. And Watson says he's ferreted into some info that suggests that. But all I know is they did Fast and Furious. They're capable of doing anything. We know they're arming Al-Qaeda. Is this part of it? DHS classifies new ammo purchase following controversy. That's up at InfoWars.com. Also, Arkansas police release suicide reenactment video of handcuffed man who shot himself in the head. Social Security Administration to purchase 174,000 rounds of hollow point bullets. The U.S. government coming war with the American people. Mike Adams, the Roman-style collapse of Western civilization. If I have time, I'm going to play that. Maybe when Mr. Rocker leaves, is coming up after this next segment. Great little five-minute report by Watson on that, dealing with our article yesterday, Rome Burned, Will We? Lou Rockwell, government is far worse than the mafia. Mississippi River is a going dry, right out of Hank Williams Jr.'s anthem. Preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a-going dry. And continuing, well, we didn't pay Al Gore enough money. That's why that's happening. It's always gotten dry from time to time. Very small. Israel to demand guarantee Obama will attack Iran. That's not just Richard Silverstein's excellent article. Richard Silverstein, we also have articles in Israel saying that's where everything's going. I mean, this is scary times, to say the least. That is all coming up. But let's look at this top story ahead of John Rocker joining us. DHS classifies ammo purchase following controversy. And again, they just can't do that because this isn't mandated to be classified. That's why they're supposed to put it out for public bid and show what it's for. Despite the fact that documents are only supposed to be redacted if authorized by Congress for national security reasons, a solicitation posted on the FedBiz Ops website yesterday concerning ammunition purchases made by DHS, that's the Foreign Banker Absorption Army, on behalf of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, contains numerous blacked-out sections dealing with .223 and other rounds. We have the image of it up there. The solicitation and the classified portions of the documents include references. The solicitation explains how the contract put out by the DHS to purchase the ammunition was not subject to full and open competition. Ah, no bid. A process justified by what DHS claims was an unusual and compelling urgency to acquire the bullets. So that means they can pay way above market to drive up the price. That's, and you notice some of these big globalist brokerage firms are buying up the ammo and gun companies. And now when DHS buys these, it drives up the price out of our reach. Oh, yeah, this is part of it, no doubt. Noting that there was a shortage of bullets, which is threatening a situation which could cause substantial safety issues for the government. Oh, yeah, if you don't have more than 1.4 billion rounds, should law enforcement officials not be adequately armed? The Department of Homeland Security's decision to black out sections of the document, including the number of bullets being purchased, is likely to be related to a massive controversy, which has snowballed over the last few weeks. Yeah, we got two articles on Drudge right now with it, DrudgeReport.com. The last few weeks pertaining to concerns as to why the federal agency has purchased well over 1 billion rounds of bullets over the last 6 months alone. Yeah, it's over 1.4 billion in the last year. The DHS decision back in March to purchase 450 million rounds of 40 caliber hollow point bullets, which are designed to expand upon entry and cause maximum organ damage. Well, the point is they're illegal in warfare under the Geneva Convention, so our military doesn't use them. But they're used on us because we're the scum. We're the milk cows. We're the idiots. And it just goes on. It's a powerful article, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You can find our other articles about the Social Security Administration and the Weather Service buying ammo, all at DrudgeReport.com. We're streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Man, I tell you, they had Joe Biden come out and say that Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney want to put chains on the black people, basically. And it just shows the incredible racial division that the left always engages in. Not because they care about people coming together racially, because they want to keep people on that hate plantation. And it must work, because 95% of folks voted, who were black, ended up voting for Obama. And again, I wouldn't vote for somebody on their race. I would vote for someone on what they stood for. But the Romney campaign has come out and said, quote, take your campaign of division and anger and hate back to Chicago. And I tell you, Obama coming out and saying, if you have a business, you didn't build that, you didn't do that, somebody else did that, that's a quote. That's what I would say if I wanted to lose. But it also shows, you know, we got government-run health care now. I mean, they're doing what they want. They want to get us accustomed to this so they can take over businesses like Hugo Chavez does down in Venezuela. Just amazing to say they're going to put y'all back in chains. We've got the clip. We're going to play it a little bit later in the broadcast. Now, we are joined for the next 45 minutes or so by, well, author, businessman, he's been very, very successful in business, John Rocker. And, of course, you also know him as being a top National Baseball, Major League Baseball relief pitcher who played for a bunch of major teams like Atlanta Braves, Cleveland Indians, Texas Rangers, you name it. And he's known for all the big controversies with statements he made, taken out of context, twisted. Because I've seen a lot of other controversial statements, even more controversial, that don't seem to catch on. So we'll ask him today why he thinks that happened. But we don't have John Rocker here because of all that. We have him so you can actually hear him soundbite free in a long form interview, because I like reading his writings over at worldnetdaily.com, WMD.com. And that's why he joins us today. And we'll also get into his book, Rocker, Scars and Strikes. And he joins us right now. Good to have you on with us, John.
Thank you for having me on, Alex. I certainly appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we appreciate having you. Well, I mean, tell us who you really are, because I know that's kind of what you do with WorldNet Daily, where you really stand, and because I know how the media works. Once they take something and run with it, they once said that I said kill Michelle Malkin, even though I didn't. People with her yelled that. And then I still am blamed with saying that. And then once it's not in the national news and the truth is there, or there's even a retraction in the newspaper, nobody reads it.
You're absolutely right. And hey, Alex, I'm going to be a pain in the backside here for a second. I'm getting a lot of feedback on my end. Can we hang up and start over?
Absolutely. You called into our system. Do you want us to call you?
How about you guys just return the call? I'm just getting a lot. I'm hearing every word that I'm saying in my right ear here. It's going to be very distracting through a long
sure,
call.
Sure, sure. Maybe we can turn our audio to him down, guys. John, how's that sound?
Let me think. Yeah, okay. I'm not hearing the feed. I'm still hearing it, Alex.
All right. Well, we'll call you right back or you call us back. Hey, this is a great way to build up an interview.
Exactly. All right, call me back, man.
All right, we'll call you right back. We'll see how that goes. Is that on our phone lines? They work fine. He does sound dynamite. Did he call into a digital line, a high-def phone line? That's probably what it is, which is great. You know, we try to give you high-def phone lines here in talk radio, and we try. Most talk radio national shows don't even do that. We use high-def connections when the person has them, but sometimes there's problems. And we use Skype, audio Skype, when they don't want to do video because the quality is better. I don't know why. I go on a lot of great national shows, and they don't ever do that. I'm like, hey, we have digital phone lines. Hey, we have audio Skype. Hey, we have nope, regular phone line. And maybe they're right to not do that, because sometimes you do have the problems, especially when somebody calls in once the show is already in motion. So I hope to get him on the show, because I was up at WorldNet Daily headquarters and they were telling me he was a listener. So I look forward to getting his take on the DHS and TSA was what he wanted to talk about here on the broadcast today. Spike Lee says Obama will do whatever he wants in second term. New Black Panthers to RNC. Our feet will be on your mother effing necks. Talk about being FBI funded. In Harvard essay, young Michelle Obama argued for race-based faculty hiring. Top Homeland Security official to leave after lewd conduct charges. One of Big Sis's special friends. So, special friends in that she reportedly was promoted without having any of the job requirements she needed. All you got to be is an anti-American jackboot, though, I thought, and have the TSA abuse everybody. Hey, John.
I'm back, Alex. We'll try this again.
How's it sound?
Sorry for the interruption.
Oh, that's fine. How's it sound now?
It sounds much better. I don't know these landlines. You never know quite what's going on with them.
That's okay. Hey, listen, good to have you here. Wow, where should we start? Tell us about what you've done out of baseball. I know you're very successful in business.
Very successful is always, I guess, in the eye of the beholder, always have a relative statement. I got into real estate, really back probably in the late 90s when I first started playing. I did a lot of successful deals. I just kind of, I guess sort of a solid investor, shopping centers, multifamily deals, a few single family attached deals. Was fortunate enough, I guess, to kind of surround myself with some very influential people, some very knowledgeable people, some very experienced people. Obviously, 20, 30, sometimes 40 years my senior, that really gave me kind of a hard, fast, real world education on real estate. I did my first real estate deal. my first solo deal. Actually, while I was still playing a little 70 lot deal up north of Atlanta. Completed that back in 2004. Begun it in 2002 when I was still with the Texas Rangers. I bought the dirt and we started designing and developing and things like that. Deal could have gone a little better. Didn't quite fall flat on its face, but it was really kind of hitting its stride when the market was kind of down sliding. I had to cut prices a decent bit. Dalton, Georgia, which is a little bit north of Atlanta, where Mohawk is, and Shaw has got about 20% unemployment now. So you can imagine how that affects real estate. But probably into that, started doing some bigger deals, single-family attached deals, multifamily deals. In that 2-3-4-year period of time from, say, 06 to 2010, it was an absolute fist fight. You were basically just playing for the tie, working 12 hours a day kind of stuff. But, you were already pregnant. There was no choice but to have the kids. So, fought for those deals, got them done, got them built. The multifamily has done real well. The for sale product has not done so well. And so, like I said, kind of basically playing for the tie. You're not really making a whole lot of money. If you just get out there with a shirt on your back, you're happy.
Well, I had just read that you've been pretty successful in real estate. Why?
Yeah, and done well. I mean, I can't say that, it's been all roses, but it certainly hasn't been all bad either. It's been, in this market, if you're making any money, I would say you are very successful. You're right.
Sure. Tell us about the book. I've read it. It's very interesting. And then the columns you're writing for WorldNet Daily.
The book, it was just something that, a lot of stuff I just kind of needed to get off my chest, obviously, with what you talked about before we broke for a brief period of time a few minutes ago. Just the gross misperception that media has, continued to hammer home for, better than a decade now, actually more than a decade now. Just kind of gotten tired of it. And, the old cliche, and I actually use this cliche in my book. The old cliche is don't ever fist fight or pick a fight with a guy who buys ink by the truckload. To write this book, I finally decided to buy my own truck and write my own book. I didn't have a ghost write on this book. I didn't had a very brief, partial, extremely small amount partial collaboration with a gentleman by the name of J. Marshall Craig. Wrote a couple books for Chuck Lavelle, the Rolling Stones, Eric Burton of the Animals. He's basically an entertainment type writer and writes about and collaborates with a lot of those type people. He did a nice little intro for me, helped me out with a lot of research. But as far as sitting down and pounding on those computer keys day in and day out for about 14, 16 months, that was all me. So, but just a lot of stuff to get off my chest, a lot of, quote, records to clear, and just, kind of make my peace with God sort of thing. No matter how many interviews I've done, print, TV, radio, literally well into the hundreds, possibly in the thousands over the years, where conversations have gone just like this, the songs still remain the same. I was just, what you were saying earlier, once a perception is out there, once an ideology, especially about someone, a specific person is out there, in the media, it's very tough to change. And the sexy story about John Rocker, the one that drives ratings and sells magazines and newspapers, is John Rocker, all the hateful, bigoted racists from the South. Man, that's the one that you splash that caption, that headline, on top of the newspaper article. You're selling USA Today, that you're selling New York Times. The truth about John Rocker is not very sexy. It's not going to generate ratings. It's not going to, sell magazines and newspapers and drive that dollar to the bottom line, which is what, journalism and media is kind of like anything else. It survives and thrives off capitalism, off making money. The more papers you can sell, the more magazines you can sell.
Sure, and off of controversy. But I mean, a lot of your statements were really taken out of context and weren't even that big of a deal. Why do you think they chose you to, keep hyping things up?
I don't know. I think I was good for ratings. I was good for PR. And obviously when you pick a fight with, possibly the news capital of the world, there's a lot of eyes and ears listening and looking and a lot of fingers to type and write those articles.
Yeah, that's probably it. I mean, you criticize New York and from some of the quotes and said people were like slobs. on the train, and I guess some of the trains, you know, you do see some slobs on them, and yeah, that's the thing. New York does not like being criticized, and so I think it was the archetype of we're going to get that Southern boy now.
but was I racist because of it? And there's one quote that's flown around about we're supposed to be hating foreigners. One thing I love to talk, and this is why.
Let's come back. Stay there. We got to go to break. John Rocker's our guest. We're going to get into your view on what's happening right now with the TSA as well.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's
well,
so
John
hard.
Rocker, Scars and Strikes. Book's done very, very well. Here's the headline in the Huffington Post. John Rocker's new book, Scars and Strikes, aims to fix the former pitcher's public image. He's also writing for WorldNetDaily.com. He gets criticized because he says, hey, speak English. The illegals are running around putting Mexican flags on top of American flags or pulling them down and telling us we should speak only Spanish. In San Francisco, it was in MSNBC a few years ago that the Hispanic kids can't wear American flags in school. They're told that's racist. So this has gotten so crazy now that if you're for our sovereignty, you're bad. And we'll cover that with him. I totally agree with him on that front, and he shouldn't be criticized for that. But it shows this out-of-control political correctness, how serious it's gotten. But you were wanting to make your point about immigrants as we went to break. That's why I raised that, John.
Yeah, we will. And like I said, we'll get into it a little deeper with my whole Speak English campaign and kind of the nuances around that a little bit later. But, you know, in the one quote that I've been vilified for, you know, low these 12, 13 years, was simply talking, you know, immigration policy, benefits, detriments, illegal immigrants, things like that. And probably went on about a 20 or 30 minute conversation. I love talking politics. I love writing this, this weekly column for World Net Daily. They just give me carte blanche to write about kind of whatever. And a lot of the things I write about have political and social undertones, and that kind of stuff. And I certainly enjoy doing that. It's one of my passions. But when you have a 30 minute conversation, like I said, about immigration policy, benefits, detriments, illegal immigration, how it's negative and possibly positive, you know, for our society and for our culture. And the writer, and Mr. Perlman has got a long, rich history of defaming and degrading pretty much every single subject that he writes about, every individual he interviews or chooses to point a dirty end of his pen at, pretty much has done to them exactly what he did to me. And it is my firm belief that I've done so many of these print interviews over the years, and actually after probably about 2006, 2007, I swore off print. Because so many times, it's my belief when you sit down with a print journalist, you're basically inconsequential. They know before they sit down with you what type of article they're going to write, how they're going to try to portray you in the article.
You're a prop. You're a prop. So they can claim they did a real interview.
Exactly. And all they need you for is the ability to put a couple of quotation marks within their article to make their article seem more legitimate, give it some more character and things like that. They know what kind of article they're going to write about you, how they're going to portray you in that article long before they sit down with you. And Jeff Perlman, after the article came out, I should have done this obviously before, but I've known the man for about 2, 3, 4 years. Spent, you know, many afternoons, evenings in clubhouses. He was the head of Baseball Wire for Sports Illustrated. Spent many afternoons with him, and he was about a year or two older than me. I thought we were kind of buddies. I don't need to check this guy out. But looking back, books he had written, articles he had written, and even going forward, I mean, pretty much anyone he writes about, he disparages one side down another. Walter Payton recently in his book called Sweetness about Walter Payton, I mean, just rips Walter Payton, a new one. I mean, A, the man is a sports icon, a legend, a revered legend, and second of all, he's dead. I mean, the guy can't even defend himself, yet Jeff Perlman thinks it's in good taste to write a book that largely talks about one of the beloved American icons in football, talk about off-field transgressions, drug abuse, marital infidelity, all the negatives about him. That's what Jeff Perlman chooses to focus on. That's the man that wrote this article about me. And yeah, he took a 30-minute conversation and gleans out 8 words here and half a sentence there and a few little, you know, nuggets there, slaps him on a page with his context around it, and basically fulfilled the theme that he set out to write before he ever even sat down.
And it's disgusting, and they write, though, for a certain crowd of sports fans that really hate athletes and successful people, and they just do it so they feel good watching somebody big fall. And, you know, if somebody's human and has problems, I don't want to watch them fall. I like watching tyrants and abusers fall, but it's not a satisfaction. It's more of a, you know, knowing the bad guy's been beaten.
Yeah, and you just read the headline, the caption from the Huffington Post. I did an interview about a month ago, and that was the first print interview I've done in probably 4 or 5 years. And going into it, I'm like, I'm sort of grudgingly doing it. I gave the girl a great interview, and she was obviously from a Democratic side of the political coin. We had great banter. We had great rapport. Interview was what I thought was really good. I picked the article up read. I'm like, is that the same interview I gave? Really? And no matter what I said, no matter how good and or bad of an interview I gave that girl.
Now, see, they're cheaters. When I've written articles and interviews, because I'm so used to doing them live on air over the years, if somebody makes a good point, I leave it in there. because I want to have an interesting interview. But you're absolutely right. A lot of these journalists are archetypal cowards. They love the median of a taped interview because they can edit it however they want. They can always win. And in their mind, they win when they make somebody more wealthy, more successful, with more physical prowess and mental prowess than them look bad. What a joke. We'll be right back with a long segment. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
John Rocker is our guest. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to get into a bunch of news that's been breaking from the campaign trail and what's happening with the economy. We got 18 minutes right now with John Rocker. All right, covering the waterfront here. You want to get into the TSA. You travel quite a bit. What's your take on this group that seems to be looking for Al-Qaeda in our underwear?
Complain about this so much. I'm sort of out of breath on this one. I think everybody can you know, both sides of the political fence, both, you know, all angles of our society, I think can agree. TSA, they're a joke. They're basically useless. You know, looking under grandma's wig and under, you know, in grandpa's pockets. Obviously, that doesn't solve a whole lot. I don't feel a whole lot safer when I walk through the TSA lines. I see some of the people who are supposed to be protecting our countries and, you know, protecting our country, protecting our airways. You know, certainly not feel any safer, you know, looking at some of the folks that have been commissioned with that. to improve upon the whole system and the whole concept there. Who knows? I know privatizing it would probably be the start. Certainly what they're doing, I don't think really offers a whole lot. I believe if I'm speaking incorrectly, please correct me. All the plots from the underwear bombers to the shoe bombers to whoever else out there have been uncovered by CIA and FBI, and investigations and things like that, or have been caught in a TSA line. It is just a drastic hassle that basically weighs down everybody.
Well, now the TSA is expanding out to the roads, the highways, the bridges, while they basically leave the borders wide open. I mean, it's amazing. What's your take on? Well, I mean, give us your view on that.
I'm just hearing about that for the first time, but it is absolutely laughable to provide that much manpower to roads and bridges and things like that when you just hit the nail on the head. The borders are wide open. Basically just a chain link fence that anybody can just pull right on through. That is absolutely laughable to spend that much energy, money, manpower to secure bridges. And obviously, maybe that needs to be done. The Washington Bridge, the Lincoln Tunnel, things like that. Obviously, extremely traveled thoroughfares. You're talking about coming in and out of New York City. Definitely safety, some kind of safety.
Yeah, but you don't have feds who aren't even police doing it. And obviously, cameras and things can do that. The point is, it's a giant power grab. What's your view on Fast and Furious? I mean, they've been caught shipping the guns into Mexico. They've been caught using it to blame the Second Amendment.
Yeah, and it gets right down to one thing. If you're not doing anything that you don't want the American people to know about, turn over the documents. I mean, how hard is it? I mean, executive privilege, we've been dancing around this issue for better than 6 months now. Stories seem to change on a weekly basis. If you're not doing anything that you need to hide, turn over the X number of 100 documents that the congressional committee wants to see. Let's be done with it. Trying to play the race card, and now we try the exertion of executive privilege, and I mean we're just when we're dancing around things that should be non-issues. If there's nothing to hide, let's see the documents. Let the American public know it. Let the congressional committee have their day in a hearing and say, okay, we've investigated. No harm, no foul. Wash our hands clean. Let's move on. This is a situation. If there wasn't anything that overtly wrong was going on, it could have been solved months ago. There obviously is something monumental there. Holder's trying to hide.
Have you heard the quote from the vice president saying that if they vote for Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney, that they're going to have chains back on them?
I heard that this morning. I was watching. Every time you think you're making some headway, on the social side of the fence, race relations, mending of race relations and unifying and becoming a more cohesive America moving forward, where we can, look past these differences and nationalities and, skin pigmentations and things like that. Some boob comes up with a comment like that and just drives that nail home once again.
Well, sure, but my point is they go after you for statements that were a lot milder than that racially, and then you've got Obama, the Chicago organizer, Reverend Wright, with all this pure race stuff, and then Biden obviously using racial politics. Why is it okay for the so-called liberals to do this all day?
Well, when you have 80% of the media being of liberal mindset, and what you were just talking about, going into that way of racial rhetoric. You have 80% of the media who, that's where we get, the large majority, 90% of our news and information comes from a media who is 80% liberal. If the person that's fitting that racial rhetoric, if they're basically preaching to the choir with 80% of the media who gets those thoughts and ideals and things like that, if they disagree, they're the ones that are going to be hammering you. If you're preaching to the choir, the people that are going to be getting the message out and getting the word out, they're not going to get it out in that fashion, unless you're someone like me that sort of goes against the mainstream, what the mainstream
What is your take on Mitt Romney shifting in another area? I mean, he has a very, you know, globalist, big government type voting record as governor, and the policy supported restricting guns, open borders, helped write what became Obamacare, supported No Child Left Behind, supported carbon taxes, Al Gore type stuff. I mean, what do you do when you've got Obama who's so bad and then you've got Mitt Romney? I mean, is it a lesser of two evils? I mean, I have to say, Paul Ryan has been anti-abortion. He has been pro-Second Amendment. So that overall is a good thing. But then I get upset about the Republicans supporting Patriot Act and things that are really being used on the American people.
I'm right there with you. And this is just one more situation, one more election cycle that goes by. You're not necessarily voting for the candidate you like. You're voting against the candidate you don't like. I mean, is Mitt Romney, you know, if we could build a candidate, will we build Mitt Romney? Absolutely not. But I can tell you, if we could be presented with two candidates, both of which we didn't build, you know, well, it would be people that think with our mindset and our mind frames, our ideologies, would pick Mitt Romney all day long over Barack Obama. He definitely is the lesser of two evils.
My only issue is if Obama was in again, I think this country would wake up so much it'd be over for that whole globalist, communist, fascist. You know,
it definitely would. I mean, I think right now it's going to take some heavy lifting. I still think we can kind of change the tide, change the course we're on. It's going to take a big fat parking brake to get us there, turn around, reverse, go in the other direction. I think if we had, you know, free ride at that point.
Yeah. That's the debate. Let things get really bad and then America totally swings the other way towards freedom. Or would it be so bad Obama could stage something? I mean, if they'd stage Fast and Furious, as Larry Pratt said a few weeks ago from Gun Owners of America, they would stage anything. I've got some other political questions for you, but let's go to another area. You're about to start a national speaking tour. And in fact, if people want to read what you're actually writing and saying instead of what the media is spinning, it's johnrocker.net. Is that a good website to visit?
It is. I don't update that site a whole lot. It does have my speaking mission statement on there. Of course, my books are available there amongst the Amazons and Barnes and Nobles and places like that. I think the best place is probably WorldNet Daily. My column comes out every Tuesday. I kind of have, like I said earlier, carte blanche to, you know, kind of write out whatever I want to write about. This past Tuesday, I wrote about the fracturing of America, basically speaking about, the lack of emphasis that's put on the family structure, how that affects our communities, how that affects America at large. So every week it's something different. I think this week I'm going to write about just kind of a tribute to our Olympians. The Olympics ended a couple days ago, and just how proud we should be of our Olympians and just the kind of life they lead and sort of the torch they carry, to use a cliche phrase there, sort of the torch they carry, as a beacon for America, and just what a great job they do at that. I think I'm going to write about that this week.
Looking at the world in general, geopolitically, nobody was a fan of Gaddafi or even Assad, but they had been working, you know, with the West and not you know, stirring stuff up, and it actually kind of come in out of the cold. And then now Obama and NATO and others, I'm sure you saw the controversy a few months ago where the Joint Chiefs told Congress that the UN and NATO is now over our military, and Congress seemed to sit there and take it. Have you seen the reports where they admit Al-Qaeda is the main force that NATO is aiding in Libya, taking it over, and now in Syria?
I have seen that to some degree. I've been following it real closely, but yeah, to some degree I have been reading those reports, yes.
Well, I mean, what's your take on that? That that sounds pretty crazy to me.
But there again, I mean, over in that region, it's trying to, I guess you're trying to align yourself with the least crazy faction. Who's worse over there, Al-Qaeda, or is it Hamas, or is it the Muslim Brotherhood? I mean, who do you pick? You got to align yourself with someone that, you know, that maybe you can work with and is a little more malleable and you can try to establish some kind of a relationship with.
Yeah, that was Gaddafi and Assad. I mean, they admit Al-Qaeda is the craziest bunch. So why is Obama aligning with Al-Qaeda?
Who knows? Why does he do half the things he does? I have no idea what makes that man tick, what flows through his head. You never know.
Yeah, it's super, super creepy.
Here's another thing, too. And then we sit on, I get on my little website every Tuesday, and obviously you have a very successful radio show, and we talk and we rant and we voice our 4 years ago when Romney's running now. They said they're going to do this, and particularly amongst foreign policy. It's very difficult, I think, to really know exactly what goes on under the veil of foreign policy. And so when you have a political candidate, and he's 6 months away, 8 months away from being in office, I'm going to do this on foreign policy and this, and here's my stance. I would love to be a fly on the wall at the first, behind-the-scenes foreign policy meeting, day two in office. You're sitting out. All right, now, President Obama, you were saying the campaign trail as it relates to foreign policy. Here's all the things you're going to do. Let's fill you in on what it's like in Libya, in Syria, in Egypt, and just watch the now, not Kennedy more, but now president, just watch the look on his face going, oh, really? I would love to really be in the CIA meetings, in the covert meeting room, and really know exactly when we were sitting there saying, why are they lying with Al Qaeda? I would love to know. Barack Obama's not an idiot. He's really not. Obviously, policy-wise, on several main frames of policy, we certainly don't agree with each other, so don't see eye to eye, but he's certainly not a dumb man. Why would he do something like that? There definitely has to be more than the human eye, me and you.
No, I know. Well, sure, I know why. I wanted your take. I've had a bunch of top geopolitical analysts and people that formerly headed up the State Department Black Ops, like Steve Pachinik, Dr. Pachinik, a few days ago. The reason is they want to get a Sunni-Shiite civil war going so the Arabs all kill each other. And that sounds like a very immoral thing to me. It's one thing people say, oh, it's a class parking lot and all this. Letting al-Qaeda take over these countries and overthrow Western dictators that had actually been a stabilizing force. I'm not defending Mubarak. Putting in the Muslim Brotherhood has made it worse. For women, you name it. I mean, if we claim we're against all that extremism, then actually putting it in to wreck things is very, very cold-blooded. People say, oh, Obama must be a Muslim. He's putting al-Qaeda in. No, he's putting them in there to destroy those countries. And it's super...
Let me answer this, though. Based on their 3,000-year history, you really have to make an effort to get those people to fight with each other. You really don't.
No, exactly. So if you ship them a bunch of arms and weapons and inject them in there, they're going to blow the place up. No, I mean...
They're quite often, they're going to do that anyway. It doesn't matter who's in charge.
Yeah, but I think, John, that's where this comes from, is that they're just written off all those poor people over there, and every time they try to have a secular government or a government that builds up their nation, the West goes and puts radicals in. That's what the British have been doing for 100 years. It's a program of divide and conquer, and it's a very dangerous policy. And I don't think you agree with that policy, do you?
Oh, absolutely not. But I'm not even gonna claim to be a student on the philosophies and ideologies of Islam.
Sure.
In that region over there. You've just seen, for centuries, for decades and certainly centuries, what a mess it's been over there.
I hear you. I hear you. It is a mess. But, look at Europe and its constant wars with each other. I think this is more of a human mess. But I do see what you're saying. I just want to somehow figure out peace. In closing, I want to talk a little bit about the tour coming up, the specifics, how people find out about that, trying to empower communities. Very laudable goal there. John Rocker, famous, obvious baseball player, is our guest here. What do you see happening if Obama gets back in? Because if he's already engaged in all this criminal stuff so far, what do you think he'll do if he gets back in, John Rocker?
Obviously, just the massive runaway debt will continue. The class warfare will continue. Socialism will begin. The blanket of socialism, I think, it's already begun, will continue to spread over our country. I think by the time he's out of office in 4 years, I think you'll have 70 to 80 plus percent of people in some way, shape, or form living off the federal government. Hardworking people like myself and yourself paying for it, passing obviously that burden and that financial workload down to our kids and our kids' kids. And slowly but surely, you'll see the American dream start to disseminate.
And why do you think the collectivists want to discriminate wealth and happiness? Everywhere they take over, they create living hells.
I think it comes from just a sheer simple fact of a bleeding heart. They feel sorry for everyone. They want to reach out to those who supposedly can't do for themselves. And they have a real defeatist attitude as far as the actual ingenuity, capability, and ability. nobody got me to the big leagues except me. All the companies I've started, the developments I've done, nobody has done those except me. Sure, I have people that are working for me and things like that. I couldn't have done it without some of my employees and that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, 90% of what got done, I was the one.
Sure, the attack on the individual is what every collectivist do. It's directly out of Lenin, Stalin, Mao. And it does show the crazy disconnect. I mean, a total disconnect with reality.
Exactly. And those that have not done that, those that have not looked out for themselves, they you know, beat down people like me and you that have risen above and you know, and through gumption and blood, sweat, and tears have gotten what we've gotten. Somehow we've cheated. Somehow we've stepped on the little man. And we should start leaning down and picking up the little man, picking them up, because Lord knows they can't do it themselves. Well, absolutely they can do it themselves, but that philosophy does not resonate within the mind of someone.
Sure, they don't want the little guys to know they can reach up, so they've got to pull anybody who's successful down, and they're getting ready to try to take everything that producers have made, so they're telling the disenfranchised who they want to keep down that we're the bad guys. John Rocker, thank you so much for spending time with us. The book, Scars and Strikes, available everywhere. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll come back with more news. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Breaking down every vitamin and mineral and what is admitted mainline medical science, what those deficiencies cause, what illnesses, what diseases. This is going to be incredibly informative because I've actually pre-planned this interview. as a special presentation. So we'll do the full hour with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. I always call him Doc Fuchs because he knows so much. Compounding pharmacist of 20 years. He's going to be joining us. Remember a year and a half ago, Fukushima, and they told you there's no radiation. And it did later come out in mainstream news. They covered up the real level of radiation, including what's hitting the U.S. And their answer is more reactors. And again, I understand nuclear power could be a good source, but the companies won't run them safely. They won't store the waste safely. They won't go to new designs. They've got a bunch of 35, 40-year-old reactors that are rotting because the radiation eats through everything. They're rotting, the heat, the steam, the radiation, and they're going off. I mean, I saw a statistic, 91%. You can look this up. It's type of 90, say, actually the headline's 90. 90% of reactors are leaking. Of the 400 and something worldwide, it's right at 90. It's almost 91. If you round up, it's 90, I think it's 90.7. Like, I don't think that's the number. 90.7 in a study done last year are leaking. 90.7 are leaking. Leaking. And it's like, oh, well, you know what? Out in San Diego, we have a leaking reactor. We're just not going to have the alarms go off anymore, they said a few months ago. When it leaks, the alarms scare everybody. There is a leak. Oh, we're just going to turn that off now. It's just this attitude by the establishment, by everybody. Just, oh, you know what? We had dozens of GMOs, and they're linked to all the sterilization, the rest of it. We're just going to come out with hundreds of crops now. Hundreds of crops. Never mind the bugs that eat it, die. It's good for you. Never mind all the studies. Oh, you know what? Harvard does admit in their big study, fluoride is brain damaging you. So what? Hey, Fukushima caused mutant butterflies, French news agency. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, look what it did for Spider-Man. Get my buddy Shane Steiner was telling me the name of the movie. I forget the name of it. He was telling the story of, like, yeah, the guy goes and rolls in toxic waste. He thinks it'll make him Superman, and really he just gives leukemia in some comedy he was watching. But it's not funny when it's the real world. Genetic mutations have been found in three generations of butterflies from near Japan's crippled Fukushima nuclear plant, scientists said Tuesday, raising fears radiation could affect other species. But George Monbiot, who wants to reduce world population, is a Bilderberg minion. He says it's good. I mean, Ann Coulter said they ought to thank the Japanese government and TEPCO, even though a bunch of people drop dead. You have cardiac arrest and their teeth are bleeding. There's radiation deaths all over Japan. You should thank them, because Ann Coulter said so. Around 12% of pale grass blue butterflies that are exposed to nuclear fallout as larvae immediately after the tsunami sparked disaster had abnormalities, including smaller wings and damaged eyes. Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, we're getting massive cancer increases and deformities and debilitations. The troops are. What, it's a 14-fold increase in deformities if you use DU in major studies. But, hey, you know, troops, they're going to have you use DU. It ignites in the barrel. But you're tough. You're tough. Yeah, you're going to die of kidney failure and lung cancer early. And, hey, your babies, you know, will have horrific deformities. But so what? It's not patriotic to complain. And butterflies shouldn't complain either. All the kids dropping dead in Japanese schoolyards from heart failure from the radiation. Shouldn't worry about it. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.